What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Think Outside the Blue Box. Coming to you live from Grand Bay Studios Power Session 2022. I'm Anthony Rivera. I'm the lead videographer and editor here at Blue Box Digital. And today I'm being joined by the one and only Pusha Preem.
Wah, guan, man.
It's a hell of an intro, bro.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you, man.
I know you've been on the pod before, so people kind of know your face, quote unquote.
Yeah, this is a new face, but it's like every album comes with a new face. So just remember that.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So what the zipper one? What was that one for?
So that one was for Before Say I Do.
Okay.
So the cover of Before Say I Do is that mask.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the Red October one. What was that one?
That's Chainsaw P. So that's the one with the chains on it.
Okay. So that's the one with the little hangies. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what's that one?
So this one now is like, I used to be four, but it didn't have an origin. So right now is like purgatory for the next album that I'm working on right now called I Hate Saying Goodbye. That's nice. The next album.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that the one you're working on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the release date on that one?
I'm not sure.
Not sure yet?
Yeah, because it's like, the thing is like, the way music is transforming, I'm like, oh, I can be myself more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm understanding that I can be me more. And, you know, everyone loves me for the Afro beats. They love me for, you know, the raps and the metaphors and the punchlines and the bars. But, like, I want to make, like, music that was just, like I want to be in like, that Marvin Gaye bag. I want to be in that, nice. That Burna Boy. I want to be in that, like, you know, it's like there's so many bags I want to be in because that's the music I listen to. On Sunday when I'm cleaning my crib, I listen to everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to fucking, like, literally everything. Everything.
Yeah, like, you were telling me in the last podcast that you'll even listen to, like, classical and, like,
yeah,
jazz.
Like,
I love jazz.
Because the thing is, like, when that music was the only music you was accessible to, like, what was life like? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I watched 4K videos of, like, Greece. If you go to Greece or whatever, and they had the music they're playing, just like, why is this music pleasant to you?
Yeah.
And I fucking, like, I study it. I want to be involved. Like, for me, like, I want to live within music.
Wow, that's awesome, man. I love you, man.
Love you too, man. Shout out to Blue Box Podcast, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I,
like,
appreciate that.
No other podcast that's out right now gives this content, this clarity. Like, you know, everyone's looking so fucking good and crispy,
right?
Man.
Right? Yeah. Nice and crispy. Kentucky Fried.
Huh? Shout out to Jack Harlow, man. Locking that in. Yeah.
Nice. So let's talk about the event, man. What's going on here?
So we here. Shout outs to Ben Franco for putting it together. This is a power session. Pause. Just in case. Basically, the power session is like you book time with, like, the popular artists of the area, which we're here in Tampa, Florida. So it's me, Brick, and LA the GOAT. You book with us, you get a podcast interview with the one and only Anthony, right? Then you also get a record from us, you know what I mean? And you get the visuals, you get the experience. Like, it's really dope. Then it's like, if you're somebody on the come up and you just want to get in the game and kind of understand how things are, this is a really good shortcut. You know what I'm saying? It reminds me of the whistles from Mario 3, if y'all play Nintendo. Like, oh, word, I'm in the 7th level.
Magic,
like, yeah. Like, it's a good jump start.
That's what I was telling Ben, is that he's making you guys accessible to all of the artists of Tampa, man. It's like, you guys are from Tampa, so it's like you're showing love to the up-and-coming artists. And,
indeed.
And, yeah, and he's making you guys accessible. Like, who does that, right?
Yeah, nah, shout out to Ben Franco, man. He's a good dude, man. Real good spirit, real kindred spirit. So, and it's hard with me because it's like, I'm so in, you know what I'm saying? I'm so in depth with it. It's like my world doesn't look like other people's world. It's like I just live in the embodiment of music so much. So to get with me to get with a feature, you got to go through management with other shit. So Ben Franco made it super accessible. I have a feature with this guy from Puerto Rico, and like we threw in like sound bites, and I did my harmonies and everything like that. And it was like, damn, whose song is this? I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
it's my song now.
I mean, nah, if you invite me, I'm gonna give you everything. I want you to feel like, yo, bro, this was like a Beyonce feature. That's how I want to come across. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to provide value, man.
Yeah, the same value I'll do for myself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that, man. Shit, I had another question for you.
It's still there.
It's still there. It's coming.
It's wandering. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like when your iPhone, iCloud hasn't been restored. It's like,
yeah, I'm restoring from backup now.
Oh,
Oh man. Well, other than this, man, what have you been up to since our last pod?
Right now, just so many shows, man. You know, God bless us. We've been doing so many shows. We did the
dude, it's nonstop, bro. Like every time I check your IG, you're somewhere else, man. You're performing.
Back to back.
Dude,
so it's like
killing it.
Yo, we just, you know, just trying to get to the point to make the transition to get to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, we're right there, so thank God for you know, providing us with the blessings to be able to get to that level. And we just want to provide like dope shit, you know what I'm saying? We want us to be able to be like, damn, I like Pusha Prime and the Wonder and the Tassels because they're dope and we do things differently. Yeah. And that's the integrity that I walk around with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like your energy, man, because you're about connecting people.
Indeed.
You're all about connecting people. And ever since I met you, I've met so many people, dude. Like, I'm here because of you. Like, I'm just going to flat out. Flat out, bro. Like, mm-hmm. and Ben Franco, I met because of you. Smoke 100, I met because of you. Smoke. Like, he was actually on the podcast recently.
He told me. I can't wait to see it, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. He actually brought me one of his books.
I bought a book from him as well, nice. Too. I'm like, yo, if I don't get no gems, I need my refund.
Hell yeah.
I need to be rich enough to change my hair color. I want like a blue and a black mask. Like,
nice. Yeah, he's a cool dude, man. He's very smart, very intelligent about money.
Indeed.
Yeah, he's a good cat. Have you done anything with him? I know that one video.
Well, we got a record together. I know we had the private listening session. I don't know if I played it, but we have a song together. So
okay.
Got to smoke 100. You know what I mean? That's my guy, man.
Yeah.
That's my for my military people out there listening. That's my battle buddy.
Nice.
That's my battle buddy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You guys are in the service together?
Not together, like. But I was in the
separately,
service.
But
yeah. So gotcha. Yeah, extended family.
Yeah, that's awesome. I see you're wearing one of the shirts that we kind of talked about in the last power session. Yeah, let's show that. What's going on there?
So shout out to Evolve, man. He's a good dude, man. So I thought he's gonna be here. He couldn't be here tonight because he had like some personal issues. But I was like, I can't be here without supporting his brand. You know what I'm saying? So. He came here on the strength of me, and he showed me mad love, so I wanted to just show that love back.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know he was talking to me about the brand itself, and it's all about mental health.
Indeed.
And each one of the shirts, I can't read that one, but it's each shirt has like a specific mental illness or something like that. It's something that people struggle with. I love that. That's cool. What is that one about?
Like I like the fact that he points at the awareness in it, because it's like it's hard in our culture when it comes to rap or African Americans. It's hard for us to say that we need help or we're struggling, because the thing is like we have this stigma that the world is against us already.
Yeah.
So it's like to admit that is like you don't want the public to look at you like you're punani. You know what I'm saying? Just to say like the safe word. So it's hard. It's tough out here. You want to be the tough guy, but it's like the tough guy comes with a lot of baggage. And sometimes you deal with your own personal issues.
Yeah.
You got to deal with that baggage and then the world giving you baggage. So it's hard, man.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. So I'm glad he's kind of doing that and just kind of bringing the spotlight to mental health, because that's important too, man.
Indeed.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. Have you struggled with mental health?
I don't know, because for me, I'm West African. So my mother has always been strict. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's been strict since I've known her.
Oh, damn.
And, you know, to the point to where it's like mid-year of my high school, I moved out. So after December, after like homecoming, I moved out. I'm like, you're not going to talk to me like this. You know what I mean? So
you're not going to do that.
But the thing is, like, I don't know if that came from me being from New York. So it's like, I already feel like I I'm already like dominant type. You know what I mean? So it's hard. But like, you know, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. So when I talk to people and I'm like, these are the things that like I'm going through or the situation, and it's like, yo, you might have trauma here. I listen. So, but I mostly listen when it comes from women, because women usually give me like a very good perspective, because it's like,
there's
preem and there's like preem when I'm not preem. And that's why I created preem, so I could just coexist in both worlds, because it's like, I got to be preem, you know, the entertainer, the rapper, the Grammy Award winner. I have to be him. Because like I care about music, but I'm human.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
It still affects you.
I just went to the Michelangelo, Michelangelo, I should say.
Michelangelo.
his exhibit in Tampa.
Yeah.
And they were talking about him, and it's like they put a lot of pressure on him. He had to give the story of the Bible and life and religion.
Jesus.
In those times to where it's like there's no phone, like everybody only talks about this religion. And you had to give everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, it's like I have to give everybody everything, but I still have to be Michelangelo without the brush. Like when he puts the brush down and it's done, it clocks out. Are you done with women?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, are you somebody that's just like, yo, I haven't got boxing mad long. Like, I'm horny. Like, I'm a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or are you somebody that's in a relationship and your woman's like, yo, you've been working on this chapel for like 18 hours. Come home. I need you. I need you to be with me. Are you that guy? Or are you the guy that comes home and you have like 4 kids and you're just like, whew, I haven't seen my kids in mad long. And they don't say dada because they've been with their mama so long.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like life is crazy. So the thing is, like, I knew I would always be Pusha Supreme to a certain point. I knew my music was going to connect with people, but I wanted to be able to coexist. I want to be able to be like, I'm going to Disney and nobody tries to finesse me for a feature or anything like that because I'm Pusha Supreme. It's like, no, I'm a human being too. Pusha Supreme is my uniform. I become Pusha Supreme to give you what you need because I understand. I've been there. You know what I mean?
Is that kind of why you wear the mask too? Is this so you can keep the two worlds separate?
Yeah, I have to, man. Yeah. And the thing is, I also want people to focus on the music because I didn't want, you know, when it started, I didn't want people to pick between my brother and me. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want that clips separation.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, bet. So it's like, you don't even have to know me from him. Just it's music.
Yeah.
You like it? You connect with it? We here. And that's it. It's like you connect with the music is here. I don't want to influence you no other way.
Yeah.
If you like the music and you fuck with me and this is how I present my art,
that's it.
Then you really like me.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you said in the previous podcast that you got a wife, you got a kid. How do you find a balance, man? Because I know you're busy as
shit. It's tough,
bro.
Man. It's tough, man. Like I discuss it. I put things in motion. Like I'm a very like calendar person. It's like 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10. So for me to get like free time is very difficult.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, yo, I want to chop it up. I want to, like, let me talk. Let's hang out and chill. Those days are over. I can't chill because if I chill with you, I'm taking days away that I could be teaching my daughter the ABCs. Or
exactly.
Let's watch basketball together so she could become like the next big thing in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta be able to separate. There's not enough hours in a day for me to. So I was like, I gotta separate it. I can't be the same person in both worlds. You know what I'm saying? Because Preem is like, he's like my inner voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, you know, his acronym is Poetry and Rhythm Elevates Minds Effectively. So he's very, very, very metaphorical. And I can't have normal conversations be metaphorical with people that doesn't understand the references.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but me, it's like, you know, I'm West African. I'm in military. I dealt with, like, you know, hardship, breakups. I'm like a damaged person. So it's like, speaking to me sometimes might not be the thing that people want to hear. Like, you know, like, we cool, we chilling, we drink. I'm just like, here's all my problems. Blah, 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 blah. You're like, nigga, what? Like, yo, like, bro, I thought you was mad. So I get it. Like, so I respect that. So it's like, Preem provides that, like, split. So it's like, I don't have to live in that. But I'm from New York. So for me, it's like, that's my day to day. Like, New Yorkers get along so much because on their break, they just be like, yo, my baby moms, my bills, my boom, 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 boom. And they all relate because they're all going through the same thing. In Florida, it's different.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I'm worried about my 401k being worth what it's worth 5 years from now.
I like that. You got a 401k?
I do. And anyone watching this, I suggest you do. Even if you're not working and you work independently, get one. I mean, it's like, it's a gamble. It might be go up, it might down, but it's like, it is what it, the thing is, you don't want to be the only person supporting your money. Money only grows with a continuity of other people, like, supporting it. You know what I mean?
It's the market. Yeah. You gotta play the market, man. And sometimes it could be good. Sometimes it could be bad. Like right now, it's not too good.
Hell no.
Everybody's 401k is taking a shit.
You better invest in gas, man.
Those gas companies, bro. Like,
yo,
they just keep going up and up and up. Yo, when
I heard the fucking speech from Biden, it's like, yeah, gas companies, they take a 3-month break. Y'all paying 45 cents for a gallon of 45 cents. I was like, yo. Yo, because I have to Google Home, so it gives me the news. Yeah. I was broke. I was so mad. Dude. I'm like, these gas stations are charging me $5. Yo, I paid $5 for gas. $5. Yo, the last time I seen $5 for gas, I was watching I Am Legend. The movie. The movie. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, the thing is, like, I know it's real because everyone that I fuck with, dope boys, dope girls, strippers, lawyers, business owners, they're all like, yo, gas is killing me. Hell yeah, because, like, you can have money, but to give someone $100, I don't give a fuck what state you are. It feels some kind of way.
Yeah. $100 is $100.
It's still $100.
Yeah.
It's still $100. You could have two bands. If I take that away, that's $1,900. Yeah. No, I mean, it's, I'm sorry, $9,900. Like, it makes a difference. Yeah, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you take $100 and give it to 10 people, you've lost $1,000.
Just like that.
Just like that. And it's easy to spend $1,000.
Dude, my brother and I, we were actually, because we're actually in his bus right now. Shout out to Lex the Barber.
This is dope.
He actually spends about $300 to fill up this guy. So
three. That means, three, yo.
Almost four. It's like so 350 something.
That's 700 away from 1,000.
That's wild, bro.
Most rent in Tampa, Florida is not even 700.
Yeah, that's nuts. So gas is more expensive than rent, basically.
Technically, yeah. Because this is, what, was it for a day?
Yeah.
A week. Imagine a week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild, bro.
Shout out to Hov. Hov has said a line. I was just, he's like, would you get paid? I pay more in taxes. I was just like, ooh.
Damn.
Yo, because the tax man came from my head this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
He came from my head. He was just like, you didn't write
Uncle
this song.
Sam.
Nah, but I respect him because it's like, I tell everybody, like, yo, make sure that you got your business right.
Yes.
Musically. Like, if you're being an artist right now and you're watching this, if you don't have an LLC,
what are you doing?
Yeah, just start making music right now.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the first step that you would suggest somebody just starting out? Like, how do people get their business right?
I said the first thing is the LLC, and then get a. Okay, so you don't need a business bank account with the LLC. You can get that regularly because in the state of Florida, you can do it with your name. But
yeah, it's like a sole proprietor kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. But I suggest you do not do that. You do not do that because they're gonna double tax you. I'm living proof of that. They hit me hard. They hit me for $4,000 this year.
Oof, that hurts.
You know what I'm saying? So
that hurts.
Yeah, bro. Tell me about it, bro. So the thing is, like, I tell everybody, like, yo, just get the LLC. Plus, the perks that come from it. You know what I'm saying? Nonprofit, fucking sponsorships. Like, there's so many perks that come from it.
Yeah.
So you wanna make sure that you have your. It's a music business. End of the day.
Yeah, that's.
And the labels give you a bigger budget if you have a label compared to an artist.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I have my LLC for Blue Box, and I don't have a business account, so I got hit pretty hard this year, too.
Yeah. Nah, we all did, man.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Biden, because Biden gave us a lot of bread. I was just like, word.
Nice.
All this? Word. I'm about to give me some shoes, nigga. And then fucking February came, they're just like, you owe this. I'm like, whoa. Can I claim these?
The shoes, yeah.
Yo, they
speaking
went
of shoes, man, are you still doing your drive? You're still doing the shoe drive?
Yeah, yeah. Every show that I do that's a Push Supreme show, I'm doing the drive. Yes.
Ah, that's awesome, bro. Let's talk about that. Like, why do you do that? I know I talked about it, but let's tell them.
I did it because when I was growing up in New York, you used to get judged by your shoes and your clothing. So homeboys would come, they check the back of your tag, and they'd be like, oh, this shit is fake. But if your shoes is popping, they'll let you live. So I understand how much shoes mean when it comes to this confidence in the people. It's the reason why brands like Vans is popping and Reebok is popping. So the thing is, like, I want to be able to just make sure that every household, especially colored household, mm-hmm. has a dope-ass shoe that they're like, proud of. Because confidence gets you a long way when it comes to school. You need to be able to feel comfortable in school so you can learn the knowledge so you'll be able to grow in life.
Dude, I actually relate with that so much, man. Because when I was growing up, I was super shy. I was picked on a lot all the time. And when I started rocking those J's, mm-hmm. people treated me a little bit differently.
A little different. They're like, oh, you're cultured.
Yeah.
Same for me. You know, I
it's
didn't have
a conversation
have...
starter, man. It's like, oh, look at them J's.
Exactly. Yeah. See, I didn't have my first pair of shoes until my first pair of Jordans until my junior year in high school. I was working. So I had to buy my own shoes. My mom would give me a choice. My mom would be like, here's your choice. Shoes or school supplies. But if you don't do good in school, you get nothing for Christmas.
Oh, damn.
So I'm like, fuck that. School supplies. What the hell? Because Christmas, I have a bigger budget on Christmas. I can get like a fucking, an Xbox, per se. You know what I'm saying? Not to like make people, I could say an N64. People are going to be N64.
What the hell is that?
Yeah. But like to get an Xbox or a PlayStation, yeah, you have to have the grades. You know what I'm saying? Like my mom, she didn't give a fuck about how tall I was, how strong I was, or how, you know, if I'm cute or whatever. What's your grades is talking about? So I'm like, nah, because the thing is, like, I remember one year I picked the other thing instead of school supplies, and she'd be like, oh, well, you ain't got no crayons, you can't do this book. And I was getting fucking D's. Back. And I'm like, yo, what? Like, why are you doing this to me? Like, give me a fucking crayon. No, you wanted these shoes. I remember it was the Iverson 3.
Oh, nice, nice.
You know, that's when he had the commercial, and he was
like, it was worth it.
Yeah, yes and no, bro. It was the first Christmas I didn't get nothing. That shit was different.
Okay.
That shit was different.
That hurt.
Low key. I respect it though, because now that I'm a parent, I get like, if my kids were to fuck up and I couldn't get them nothing for Christmas, I'd be like,
yeah.
Yes. I'm fucking around. I had to troll.
It's payback.
Oh my God.
No, that's awesome, Preem. Thank you so much for joining me, dude. It's always a blast having you on the podcast, and I'm looking forward to the next episode that we're going to shoot. I know we're going to go through one of your release albums.
Yes, that's an upcoming album called I Hate to Say Goodbye. So it's dedicated to my grandmother that passed away. Rest in peace. So yeah, it's going to be dope. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, so get subscribed to Blue Box Podcast. Preem is going to be on here. We're going to be listening to his new album, kind of going through all the tracks and stuff. So. Yeah, that'll be fun. Thanks again, Preem. Where can everybody find your stuff, bro?
You could just type in PUSHA PREME in Google, and I guarantee something's going to pull up. I guarantee. You know, I'm a Billboard charting artist. We went number one on iTunes. We created the Tampa Will Win movement. We've done everything. You know, we featured with various artists like Don Toliver, Mika Silo. Like, we're out here.
Dude, I'm starting to join that movement, bro. I'm starting to use that hashtag Tampa Will Win. I love that.
We will. I swear.
I'm all about Tampa, bro. I'm about raising the stakes here, man.
We got to. It's our home.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, bro. Thanks again for joining me. I appreciate you every time you come on. It's a great time. And,
no doubt, man.
I'll let you get back to your music, bro.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
Thanks again,
you,
man.
Be safe, man.
I appreciate it.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Blue Block, you heard?
Say that again.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Blue Block.
Yeah, I love that. Forgot about that. Gotta be the blue box.
The box.